It's time for session number 6 of the Warren County Radio Bible School. This school is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We begin each week with a Sunday morning Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m. and an evening worship at 6 p.m. We also have a Wednesday Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I'm Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Your teacher today is E.A. Elam. And what I'm doing is reading some Sunday school lessons that he wrote many years ago that were prepared for the year 1922. And this is the first lesson of the first quarter for January 1st of 1922. We've been on this lesson for several days, and so what we want to do is do a quick review and then continue this lesson. He's talking about the time that the nation of Israel divided with the 10 tribes to the north and the 2 tribes to the south, and how Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, caused Israel to sin by making a convenient way for them to worship that would take them away from the worship of the temple in Jerusalem. He set an altar up at Dan and Bathsheba and changed the place of the worship. But then, concluding this lesson, Elam wrote some after lessons. We talked about after lesson number 1, the last session that we had, and it was how one sin leads to another. After changing the place of worship and erecting golden calves in these places of Jeroboam's convenience, Jeroboam then decided to authorize his own priest and did not use the priest of Levi, but priest of his own choosing. Now, after lesson number 2 is called Still Another Change. And we're going to begin reading at page 21 of Elam's notes for 1922. Still Another Change. Concerning the 3 annual feasts which God ordained for the Israelites, read Leviticus 23. The Feast of Tabernacles came in the 7th month, verse 34. These feasts were kept at Jerusalem. All the males were required to appear before Jehovah, Deuteronomy 16:16. The Feast of Tabernacles was approaching when, as usual, the people in great numbers would go to Jerusalem, and Jeroboam felt it necessary to fall upon a plan to hold them away. So he ordained the feast of this verse, likened to the feast that is in Judah, to be held not at God's appointed time and place, but at a time he had devised of his own heart. Many religious people of today would have said, well, we're keeping the same feast, and what difference does it make where or when we keep it, so as we keep it? Although, like it, it was not God's feast, and all memorial institutions which God has ordained, he himself has determined 4 things. 1, what must be done. 2, by whom it must be done. 3, when it must be done. And 4, why it must be done. In regards to the Feast of the Passover, Pentecost, and Tabernacles, God also named the place where they should be observed, namely Jerusalem. Jeroboam changed God's order of things as suited his schemes and purposes best. After lesson number 3, God's condemnation of Jeroboam's course. God said to Jeroboam, thou hast not been as my servant David, who kept my commandments, and who followed me with all his heart, to do that only which was right in mine eyes, but hast done evil above all that were before thee. 1 Kings 14:8-9. God's condemnation of Jeroboam's course and solemn warnings are expressed in the denunciation and destruction of the altar at Bethel by the prophet from Judah, and in the fearful consequences which he pronounced. Yet after all this, Jeroboam returned not from his evil way. And this thing became a sin into the house of Jeroboam, even to cut it off, and to destroy it from the face of the earth. Read 1 Kings 13. See in 1 Kings 14, 1 through 18, the account of the death of Jeroboam's son, Abijah, and the most fearful consequence which God said would follow because of his great sins. After lesson number 4, the extent of Jeroboam's sin. The evil, idolatrous influence of Jeroboam continued through the entire existence of the kingdom of Israel and was felt, as we have seen, in the days of Jesus. Numerous times the expression concerning Jeroboam, who made Israel to sin, is repeated in the history of Israel. 100 years before the captivity of Judah, the kingdom of Israel was carried away into captivity, never to return. Jeroboam reigned 22 years, and there was war between Jeroboam and Rehoboam and Jeroboam continually. 1 Kings 14, 19, 20, and 30. Now here's the application. A strong application of this lesson is given in the comments on verse 28, which see, while Christians keep none of the feasts, Jesus has ordained and left them the Lord's Supper, a great memorial spiritual feast. He has ordained what? What must be done? Eat the bread and drink the fruit of the vine. 1 Corinthians 11, 23 through 25. Number 2, by whom it must be observed? His disciples, not sinners, but Christians. Matthew 26, 26 through 29. 3, when it must be observed? On the first day of the week. Matthew 28, 20, Acts 27, 1 Corinthians 11, 20 and 23, and 16, 1 and 2, and Hebrews 10, 25. Why it must be observed? In memory of him, to proclaim his death until he comes. Matthew 26, 26 through 28, 1 Corinthians 11, 25 through 26. And therefore, 5, the manner or condition of heart in which it must be observed, in self-examination, discerning the Lord's body, in decency and order, and not as a carnal feast. 1 Corinthians 11, 28 through 34. To change any of these things which God has ordained is like Jeroboam. To change God's way or order, in the worship of God, we can pursue only one of two courses: to do in all things just what God has directed or devised in our art, do what's devised in our own hearts to do. Some devise that they will observe the Lord's Supper on some other day than the first day of the week. Others devise that they will observe it once a year or 4 times a year or even 12 times a year. There is but one way to do in order not to be guilty of devising a time, and that is to meet on the first day of the week to break bread, Acts 20 and verse 7, the time God has devised, and then to do all and only all that he has commanded. Well, now that is the end of lesson 1. And in the time remaining, I want to introduce to us lesson 2. This lesson E.A. Elam wrote to be taught in Sunday schools on January the 8th, 1922. And it is about Elijah the Tishbite. The text is 1 Kings 17, 1 through 16. Let me read that to you. And Elijah the Tishbite, who was of the sojourners of Gilead, said unto Ahab, As Jehovah the God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years, but according to my word. And the word of Jehovah came to him, saying, Get thee hence, and turn eastward, and hide thyself by the brook of Cherith, that is before Jordan. And it shall be that thou shalt drink of the brook, and I have commanded the ravens to feed thee there. So he went and did according to the word of the Lord, for he went and dwelt by the brook Cherith, that is before Jordan. And the ravens brought him bread and flesh in the morning, and bread and flesh in the evening, and he drank of the brook. And it came to pass after a while that the brook dried up, because there was no rain in the land. And the word of Jehovah came to him, saying, Arise, get thee to Zarephath, which belongeth to Zidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow there to sustain thee. So he arose and went to Zarephath. And when he came to the gate of the city, behold, a widow was there gathering sticks. And he called to her and said, Fetch me, I pray thee, a little water in a vessel that I may drink. And as she was going to fetch it, he called to her and said, Bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in thy hand. And she said, As Jehovah thy God liveth, I have not a cake, but a handful of meal in a jar, and a little oil in the curse. And behold, I'm gathering two sticks, that I may go in and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat it and die. And Elijah said to her, Fear not, go and do as thou hast said, but make me thereof a little cake first, and bring it forth to me, and afterward make one for thee and thy son. For thus saith Jehovah, the God of Israel, The jar of meal shall not waste, neither shall the curse of oil fail, until the day that Jehovah sendeth rain on the earth. And she went and did according to the sayings of Elijah, she and he and her house, and did eat many days. The jar of meal wasted not, neither did the curse of oil fail, according to the word of Jehovah which he spake by Elijah. Now that text is from the American Revised Version that was copyrighted in 1901 by Thomas Nelson and Sons. This is usually called the American Standard Version. The golden text of this lesson is Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. The time was about 910 BC. Ahab began to reign about 918 and reigned 22 years, and it is thought that Elijah appeared after Ahab had reigned for 8 years. In the introduction, Elam says, Elijah the Tishbite had been well entitled the grandest and the most romantic character that Israel ever produced. Certainly there is no personage in the Old Testament whose career is more vividly portrayed or who exercises on us a more remarkable fascination. His rare, sudden, and brief appearances, his undaunted courage, and his fiery zeal, the brilliancy of his triumphs, the pathos of his despondency, the glory of his departure, and the calm beauty of his reappearance on the Mount of Transfiguration— These throw such a halo of brightness about him as is equaled by none of his compeers in the sacred story. The ignorance in which we are left and the circumstances and incidences of the man who did and suffered so much doubtless contributes to enhance our interest in the story and the character. Well, those are the words from Smith Bible Dictionary. When we have studied Elijah's character and work, we can see that John the Baptist came in the spirit and power of Elijah, Luke 1:17. There's no parallel history in Chronicles. Now that's as far as we'll get today. We'll continue next session with this story about Elijah. This concludes this session of the Warren County Radio Bible School, and you may be dismissed.